There are so many things that we take for granted. For example, every time we walk into a supermarket, we hardly realize that there are countries of the world that have no such items. I have been to some of these countries where you never see food displayed in the abundance and the attractive ways that we have them here in our country. Every time we sit down to eat and enjoy a good meal, we forget that there are those not so privileged as to be able to enjoy the bountiful provisions that are ours. Every time we pick up the telephone, we hardly realize that there are, for example, prisoners throughout this land who have not that simple privilege of dialing a number and talking to a loved one. By the same token, have you ever stopped to think of the many things that would not be if the Lord Jesus Christ had not come? For example, if the Lord Jesus had never been born in Bethlehem's manger, there would be no Christians, nor any churches. There would be no Christmas, and certainly no Christmas gifts or Christmas carols. There wouldn't even be any hymns, and certainly no Sunday schools, no Bible schools, no Christian colleges, nor seminaries where the Word of God is taught. Your Bible would end with Malachi. There would be no New Testament, no Christian homes. And for those of us who know and love the Lord Jesus, there would be no Christian fellowship. And prayer to God through the Lord Jesus would be impossible. There would be no Christian books, and therefore our libraries would be much smaller. And there would be fewer hospitals. If the Lord Jesus had not come, if he had not been born in Bethlehem's manger, and died on Calvary's cross that he might be resurrected from the grave, there would be no hope, no salvation, no peace, nor joy. There would be no gospel message, nor good news, as it's called. Certainly we would be without Christian love. There would be no need for baptism. The Lord's Supper would have no purpose. There would be no resurrection, and consequently, no Easter remembrance of that great event. There would be no anticipated rapture. There would be no mission to the lost. There would be no rescue missions, no Christian camps. And the ones of us today who are Christians, we would have no assurance, and there would be no eternal life. But thank God he did come. Galatians 4 tells us, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. At Christmas time, many folks give token gifts, and often they're given out of a sense of duty, pressure, because it's expected. But our God gave for none of these reasons. Our God so loved the world, that's you and me, that he gave his only begotten Son, the darling of his bosom, the unique Christ. He gave his very best. He gave a gift that could not be improved upon by anyone or at any time. And when he gave this unique gift, this wonderful gift, friend of mine, he did not give it to a few select people, to a group of folks that were especially dear to him. Rather, he gave his gift to his enemies. And this gift was unique. He was unique in his birth, that is, the Lord Jesus, because he was conceived of the Holy Ghost and born of a virgin. He fulfilled all prophecy. He was and is unique in his character because he was perfect, sinless, without guile. He was perfect in his teaching. They said, never a man spake like this man. He confirmed the Old Testament, and he unfolded the new. He was unique in the deeds that he did, the miracles of raising the dead and healing the sick. Friend of mine, he was unique in his death. It was predicted in the Old Testament, symbolized throughout its pages, and yet his death was for others. He loved us and died for each of us that we might have his gift of eternal life. He had a unique resurrection too, for he had power over death. And friend of mine, today he has for you a unique gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Will you trust him? Believe on the Lord Jesus. He'll give you his gift. He'll do it today. Amen.